Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Power to Be You. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you today, Thursday at 2 p.m., August 30th, and I welcome all of my listeners, whether you are downloading this or listening live. I welcome you to Power to Be You. Power to Be You is about empowerment. It is about you, your empowerment. This is about education. It's about learning. It's about being flexible. It's about allowing your mind to consider something new, to consider alternatives, to consider information that because of your mindset of beliefs, because of your own limiting beliefs, you might not have allowed yourself to listen to before this. So it is with great pleasure and with great humility that I come to you and I welcome you. I thank you. Today's show is going to be the second of a series which involves dealing with certain specific situations that we are all experiencing, irrespective of where you are in the country, irrespective of where you live, irrespective of your own personal situation. We are witnessing certain events and certain situations arise that we have brought upon ourselves by our choices, by how we choose to live our life, and perhaps by misinformation and misguidance. So today's show, we are going to be beginning the series that involves taking areas of our life, meaning our spiritual or our financial, our health, our family, our relationships, all of these different entities that create our life. We are going to be bringing on board different people who are available with information and with alternatives for you to consider. And once you are made aware of what is available and what is out there, you might be able to take upon yourself to do more research and to realize that, hey, this is something that I might be able to use. Or maybe someone in my family, I may refer them to this information that is out there. It's out there happening around you. There are people who are using it. There are people who are selling it. There are people who are sharing it. And the Power to Be You, its purpose is to empower you. Empower you by giving you alternatives. And what I'd like to say is, prior to beginning, the biggest and most important fact here is that in order for us to change, we must first assume accountability and responsibility for where we stand. This does not mean that we are going to hit ourselves over the back and say, you know, we have to pay the price for it, but simply we have to be aware that this is where we stand and that in order to get forward and move away from where we are, we must take decisive action and we must make steps and take steps forward to move away from the situation that we've created. So with this said, I will present myself. I am founder of Live and Learn Enterprises. I am founder and creator of the Power to Be You movement. This is a movement for change. This is a movement that begins with you. It begins with your own ability to change and to make different choices about where you want to be in life, how you are living, how your relationships are, how your financial situation is, and basically anything and everything that you want out of your life, you can have, but you must make a decision. You must make a decision. You must choose a different way of behaving or of thinking or of acting in order to have a new outcome. And for me, it is a tremendous gift to be able to have something to offer to you that could perhaps make a difference in your life. So what we are going to be doing today is we are going to be spending the majority of our talk with a gentleman that he has been involved in the mortgage industry as well as the financial industry. He has an extensive background and career in mortgages as well as in holding licenses for stock brokerage, for dealing with securities and business, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all of these different studies that he has done, and his professionalism in this allowed him to get to the point where today he is actually able to provide information to empower people. He's actually able to provide information that will make a difference to your life in how you are living, in how you are owning a home, in how you are securing your future. And what I'd like to say is one of the biggest reasons for why I wanted him to come online and speak to you is because today we are bombarded with information. Today we have information through all sources, whether we want it or not, it's available. And it is programming, but you want to be programmed by something that's going to empower you, not programming that's going to disempower you, not programming that is set to dwindle you in or swindle you in and take your money and make you do things that you don't need or that you don't want or that are going to, instead of helping you, are going to create a bigger problem. And what I say is, including my presentation, this is information. Now, you can choose to take it or you can choose to turn it off, but the choice is yours. However, what I will tell you is that in programming, you must keep in mind that today, more so than ever before in any other time of history, we are being programmed whether we want to be programmed or not, simply by us being outside in the world, by going to the market, by turning on the TV, by listening to the music that's played. You know, next time you're listening to the music, listen to the music that's played. Listen to the same track after track after track. We crossed over a century and we're still listening to the same music. Now, with the amount of people who create beautiful, incredible music, why is it that we have the same music? Is it just because those are the people that are chosen, or is it because they're paying some amount of money to have the right to be played, et cetera, et cetera? Look at what we look at on TV. Look at the supermarket, the tabloid papers. What are they selling? And how is that affecting your life? How are you being empowered? How are you going forward? How are your children being taught for the future? How are they being empowered so that they don't have the problems you are having or that we are having? How are we making this a better place? What is the information that is being fed to us, and what is the information that we are choosing to have? That's the big question that you must ask yourself. What information are you choosing to listen to, and what information is influencing the choices you are making today? So without further ado, I am going to be presenting to you the gentleman that I've been speaking about, and I just want to make sure that he is online right now. George?
I'm here.
Great. Hi, George. Welcome.
Thank you, Sandra.
I think
that one thing I would like to say before you go any further, it's interesting that you make a comment that, you know, we're all here today where we are because of the thoughts that we've had, the choices we've made, the decisions that we've made. And as I think it's very important that we realize that and really own up to it, be accountable for that. And take responsibility ourselves. So many people, unfortunately, today really like to point the finger and say, oh, no, it wasn't me. But in reality, if it wasn't you, who was it? Who made those choices? Who made those decisions? Who, you know, and I would like to just tell your audience that they are truly blessed to have somebody who is as kind and caring and empowering as you are and helpful as you are to your audience. They're very blessed to have you as a moderator of a show.
Oh, thank you so much. I would have to say that, again, it comes down to empowerment, and I want to use a quote that you sent to me, which I believe it's you said it and it's in your heart, and together, we will say this to our audience, that our strength comes from a deep-seated belief that we are all one, that we are born of love and return to love, and we are here to love one another, serve one another, and help one another get where we want to be. And that is something that you, those are your words, and I feel the same way. So thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. And please, without me stepping in, please go right ahead, and I'll ask you some questions afterwards. But if you can present yourself, I know I didn't do such a great job at presenting you, but please go ahead.
Oh, well, my name is George, and as Sandra said, I've been in the financial services industry. I actually started back in 1982 as a stockbroker, so I have been in retail stock brokerage. At one time did hold 7 professional licenses. 3 of those were in the securities industry, the stocks, bonds, mutual funds, what have you. 3 were in the insurance industry, life insurance, health insurance, and variable contracts licenses. I worked in that arena with variable annuities, fixed annuities, and things of that nature for a number of years. And about 5 years ago, Sandra, I decided to get into the mortgage brokerage business. Interestingly enough, the reason that I got into mortgage brokerage was because I was trying to refinance my own property. And oddly enough, when I would call the mortgage broker to ask a question or get some information, I couldn't get through to them, and worse yet, they wouldn't return my call. And I don't think there's anything more frustrating, certainly, than needing information about what is, you know, a big decision on somebody's part to refinance their mortgage or to purchase a home, to get a mortgage. And I sat back and realized the importance of the industry, what an impact having integrity in the mortgage industry, having the communication skills, having the mindset of a servant, somebody who is here to serve others, not to just take from others. And I began to feel that that was a very important, it was almost like getting in the mortgage industry for me was almost like a calling. And I looked at it, I don't know how many of your audience or you, Sandra, have seen It's a Wonderful Life, and I looked at it as a calling like George Bailey almost, who wanted to be able to help those people have their own home and not have to be crawling on their knees to Mr. Potter to get a home. And I wanted to be able to help those less fortunate be able to really realize the American dream of home ownership. So that's what drew me to the mortgage industry.
And can we say, based on what drew you and based on today's circumstances and today's realities, how is that even more poignant today? How is that even more valid for you to help people in this industry?
Well, what's happened over the last several years has been, I would view, a rather unfortunate circumstance. A lot of first-time home buyers and a lot of people who own their home today are having difficulty because they haven't built up their equity in their home enough to really feel comfortable. And I think that it's important that people start to think about building their equity in their home rather than what has been a pattern through the past several years of using their home almost like an ATM machine. And what I mean by that is I've saw several people who, first-time home buyers or people who refinanced to get a lower rate of interest back when rates were very low 2 or 3 years ago, Sandra. And I saw people that would take the equity from their home, pay off all their credit cards, and get a what we call a 2.28 loan, which means it's a fixed rate of interest for the first 2 years, and then after that, it can adjust every year until it reaches a maximum of 6% over the original loan, if you can believe that. Some people were getting loans at 6%. These loans could actually go up. The interest rate could actually go up as much as 6% over over a period of time. And what I saw was a lot of people would, no matter how much coaching, counseling, I would try to provide for people from my background and experience to really try to keep them on track. Unfortunately, people didn't stay on track. They wouldn't stay on track. They wouldn't control their spending. They wouldn't accept responsibility. They wouldn't discipline themselves in a nature which they needed to. And as a result of that, if they came back to see me after that two-year period of time, in many cases they were in worse shape than they were prior, you know, when they first saw me. And interestingly enough, about 4 months ago, I was introduced to United First Financial, and I was introduced to the Money Merge account. And you and I have spoken about it, Sandra, and it was kind of interesting because I was probably the biggest skeptic that was ever introduced to the program. And what I mean by that is I came back after I was introduced to it. I came to my office. And by the way, I own my own mortgage brokerage business now. I'm licensed in the state of Florida. I do own George's Mortgage. And because I wanted to get away from some of the other operations that I had worked for in the industry. But I came back to my office. I Googled some things on mortgage acceleration, and I looked at some of these different programs. And when the gentleman called me to set up an appointment to really show me the entire program, I said, look, you know, don't get your expectations too high, because I don't think this is really something that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. And what happened was I really did a thorough investigation of the company, of United First Financial, and I really did a lot of research as far as the program, how the program works, how it will benefit the public. And I also did a tremendous amount of research as far as the business opportunity and what that opportunity is for everybody, not just for people who have mortgage expertise, but for people who, basically, Sandra, for people who know people.
Now, yeah. With that said, what I want to interrupt you at for just a few minutes is to give the audience a perspective as to why I feel that this is so important, that this information is going to make sense from a standpoint of empowerment, which is it, from where I stem from and the philosophy of where we as society need to make a change and need to stand together and have accountability and have responsibility and then say, hey, this is what we need to do. One of the things that the audience must understand and people must realize in everyone's life, we are always looking for a feeling, whether it is when we're buying a car, we're buying a home, we want to send our kids to a particular school, or we want to go to a particular restaurant. Everything boils down to a feeling which usually is a feeling of happiness, of pride, of honor, of status. And depending on where people stand, we will act according in order to fill that need or that desire. Now, take yourself and say, if I can't have this, what does that mean to me? How am I going to feel? How am I going to look in front of my friends? How will I look to my family? How will I look to my wife or my husband or my parents or my friends or my buddies at the club? Whatever, all of these different circumstances have guided us in making these choices, like one of them that you said, people taking out second mortgages, people doing things that all of a sudden now we are in this place where the foreclosures are up, where everywhere you see there are homes for sale, where families are having to make decisions to leave their home and do what when they have children who are in school, for example, have to uproot their children without really knowing where they're going. And
right.
all of this is where, for me, is this, you know, the housing, where we live, our nest, that is so important. And that is, if without a nest, where do we go? And as a family, where do we go? And as one horrific story that I heard recently was that our foreclosures in our homes are being sold out of the United States. Have you heard any of that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. What's happening, because I was just on the phone this morning, Sandra, with a lender who had mentioned the same thing, because what's happening is the lenders, not the banks necessarily, understand a bank is, and I'll just throw out a name of a bank, is like Bank of America. That's a bank. Lenders are conduits. They loan money, but they don't have the money. They don't have deposits. What they do is they package mortgages and sell them to investors. The investors are not buying those mortgages anymore, so the subprime market, the non-bank loans, per se, are virtually impossible to get anymore because people are not buying our mortgages anymore. So as a result of that, a lot of people who could have gotten a mortgage, say, even 6 months ago or a year ago, will have a very difficult time getting a mortgage going forward. And a lot of there's not enough of people who are qualifying for mortgages actually to create a demand. That's why there are so many houses that are sitting on the market for so long right now, because really there aren't enough buyers to qualify.
And yet, we all need to live somewhere.
We've got a tremendous supply of homes, and you're right. Foreign investors are coming over. They're buying homes on the cheap. They're buying foreclosures. They're investing in our economy, and thank goodness that they are. If they weren't, we'd be in even worse shape.
But the other side, the opposite side, is we're in our land. You know, not to say, I mean, patriotic wise, I mean, I
sure.
feel so, you know, it's just, you know, America's great because it allows the opportunity for all of us to create something, and it allows for the melting pot. And at the end of the day, we as Americans, you know, this is our land, and here we are because of our choices. Here we are opening up our land to be taken away from us. So what can we do? I'm a proponent of let's not fix ourselves on the issue, because we already have a lot of people who are doing that. But today, in today's world, in today's time, and in today's call, this is about what can we do and what is available to us for us to take a choice, to make a choice, or to take action, and to say, you know what, let me at least investigate this and see what's out there so I'll be equipped with information. And that's free. And thank you for taking that on, because that's the point that I wanted to make to the audience of why this is important. It begins with you. It begins with your nest. It begins with certainty. If you don't know where you're living, there's a lot of uncertainty that's not going to allow you to move forward in any area of your life. So if you can go ahead and continue with what you had in with the money merge account, that would be very, very good.
Okay. What the money merge account does, Sandra, is it is a web-based software program, and it offers homeowners the opportunity to actually be able to pay off their mortgage in one-third to one-half the time. And it does it virtually without having to change your lifestyle, without having to go in and refinance your current mortgage, without having to go through a lot of aggravation and a lot of uncertainty. Through an analysis system, it gives you a pretty good picture up front of when you're going to be able to pay your mortgage off. This has come through years of research. And interestingly enough, the U.S., we as a nation, are a little bit behind in this area. The concept actually started in Australia about 12 or 13 years ago, maybe even a little bit longer, and it went over to Richard Branson. I'm sure you've heard the name Richard Branson.
Yes, yes.
Richard Branson took the one account philosophy to the UK.
Now he's the owner of Virgin.
Virgin One. That's correct. He took it. Yeah, he's the owner of Virgin Airlines and Virgin everything that you can think of, and he took it and turned it into what was called, it was called just the one account in Australia, and your audience can Google that if they would like, and they'll find information on the one account. And Richard Branson took it to UK, built up an incredible number of accounts, and then sold those accounts and the servicing of those mortgage accounts to the Royal Bank of Scotland. And the concept started to come over to the United States probably 3 or 4 years ago. It's very new in this country because it's such a shift in our thinking, which is something that you had mentioned earlier in your introduction. You know, in order to make changes in our life, we have to really be able to change our thinking. We have to change the way we're enculturated.
Yeah.
And what happened was there are two founders of a mortgage company out in Salt Lake City, Accelerated Equity, that started looking into the one account as an answer to some people's questions, because they, interestingly enough, they started their mortgage company back in 1997, and these two young men had gone through the hardships that you're talking about. They saw their parents lose their homes. I mean, what a heartbreaking thing that must be to see your parents go through a foreclosure, for goodness sake.
I just heard a person tell me, someone who was close to being 80, actually tell me, I don't know if I believe I'm going to be losing my home. What do you tell that person?
Oh, my goodness. No, they can't. I mean, there's too many solutions out there for somebody who is 80 years old to lose their home. There's too many solutions, Sandra. There's too many people who can help. I just can't imagine that anybody who is 80 years old would actually be in a situation where they would be forced out of their home. I would hope that in this country that's not the case. I really would hope that that's not the case.
And I would agree with you in saying that there are solutions, and it's up to us to go and find them and be exactly what you say, have the flexibility of our mind to not go desperate and close our own abilities of finding resources, because that's what we're all about.
Right. And I finally began to see the Money Merge account, which is offered by United First Financial, as a solution. And I see it, the bigger picture is, with my background, Sandra, I can sit back and actually see it as not an individual solution, although I think that's the way it will start. It will start with individuals. There are thousands of people who are using this program right now. It started actually... They did a test program. They started in the spring of 2005 and went through the spring of 2006 on a test program with 400 families in Colorado. And let me take a step back first and tell you how this was designed. It's incredible what happened. The owners of the company decided that the one account was not the best answer. They felt like there was a better answer, because one account puts your mortgage, your checking account, your savings account, everything into, exactly as the name indicates, into one account. And it works, but the one account has an adjustable rate, and it's so unpredictable that they felt like there was a better solution. So they took all the information that they could gather to some aeronautical engineers, believe it or not, who looked over the problem as mathematicians do, as engineers do, and created the solution. And the solution is a series of mathematical equations or algorithms which optimizes the use of every dollar over a period of time as it relates to paying your mortgage as rapidly as possible. And what do I mean by that? Well, they came out with a program where you have a first mortgage, you leave that in place, you get a home equity line of credit and put it beside your first mortgage, you use this as your primary checking account, all of your income goes into the home equity line of credit, which drops the balance that's due on it, and all of your expenses are paid out of it, which again increases the balance that's due on it, but you're only paying interest on the average daily balance. So as you continue to put your income in, it decreases your average daily balance, and thereby it decreases whatever interest is due, and the results have really gotten to be phenomenal. I mean, they really have. And I'll give you a couple of examples that I've found, Sandra, and then actually we did an analysis for you, and we can take a look at that as well if you'd like.
Yes, that would definitely help the audience because it helped me in understanding it. I come from one of the questions that I have for you later on and that you can answer afterwards is about those people who are against having a second mortgage, where in my own life, my parents come from that generation where they say, we've saved so much money and the best way to have money is through an investment and I'm not going to go out and take a second mortgage on my house and then lose it all. You know?
Well, and I would agree if you had a second mortgage that was a closed-end second mortgage, which is what your first mortgage is. Your first mortgage is closed-end. What that means is as you put money in, the money stays in unless you decide to refinance and take the money back out. So if you had a second mortgage that were like that, that would not be very favorable for the homeowner. With a home equity line of credit, it is a line of credit. It can be paid off, and it cannot be abused. And that's one thing I want to be very clear about. People say, well, I'm afraid that if I get a home equity line of credit that I'm going to, and I say, well, wait a minute. You know, if that's your case, if you don't have the discipline, if you don't have the desire within you to make this work for you, maybe we shouldn't do this for you. But in most cases, what I have found is the software program and the system actually gives people direction. It gives people the discipline that they need. Because what happens, Sandra, is with the software, in the upper right-hand corner of your computer screen, every time you log into your software, it tells you your mortgage will be paid off in a certain number of years, and it gives you a date, and that gives you a focal point to work toward. The other thing I'd like to point out is that the home equity line of credit, a couple of things. One is it doesn't have to be a large, large home equity line of credit. Your home equity line of credit might only be for $12,000 or $15,000. It doesn't have to be for $100,000 for the program to work. It only has to be, and we compute exactly what you need to start the program, but your home equity line of credit doesn't have to be a lot. Maybe we can keep the temptation out of your life so that you're not...
Yeah.
You know, taking too much equity out of your home to make it work. But the biggest reason for the home equity line of credit isn't to give you a line of credit so that you will abuse it, so that you will overuse it. The biggest reason for it is because it's an exceptional tool to use as a primary checking account.
Exactly. And when you say that word tool is what I want to also point out to the audience, that where we are today in this age of technology, in this age of information, where there is so much out there, where we are in a new century, there are new ways and new resources and new tools that are available that you must make yourself available to so that they can help you because they are there to help you and to bring you in with the times, bring you in with the new century. And this is the mindset, again, of beliefs that I want to pierce through, that if you're out there and you're listening to this, do not shut yourself by saying, I don't use the computer, oh, I don't know, I don't understand what that means. And, you know, no, I'd rather go to the bank. No, because when you do that and you keep on thinking about how things were done 20, 30 years ago, you are not with the times. And if you don't get on with the times, you are hurting yourself and you are hurting those others. So, again, to go back to you, George, this is a tool. It's a resource. It does. It is a program of information. Like you said, the people that created it are people who are involved in an industry that has to be very precise. They hold themselves accountable to every specific detail. And I know that you did you took my actual personal finance, and I know you came out with a report that I would love for you to also use so that you can explain this program even further.
Okay. What the program will do, Sandra, as you know, and Sandra, by the way, for the audience, Sandra actually plugged her data into my website, which we can give the website a little later, but she plugged it into my website. It was then submitted. It was automatically analyzed for her and emailed to me, and I, you know, just reviewed it, and she actually received an email back with the report, and we were really, you know, it's a wonderful thing, because Sandra said, wow, wait a minute, and these are the important things that I want to discuss about the features of the report, and the first one, if you've got the report in front of you, Sandra, it says that you've been pre-qualified for the Money Merge account to decrease your scheduled interest by $36,292.99.
Yes.
And one thing I would like to point out is that Sandra is very fortunate because her mortgage is under $100,000. I have done analyses where I've seen somebody, just as an example, who had a $210,000 mortgage, and they were going to save, folks, believe it or not, $183,000 in mortgage interest. Okay? Because of the way the system works. Now, the three big numbers, Sandra, getting back to those, $36,000 plus in interest savings, the one that really hit me, being an economics major and a finance with a finance minor from college, I said, okay, now you're eligible to pay less interest than compared to a standard 30-year mortgage at 3.046%. Mm-hmm. So what that means is Sandra, when she goes on the program, is going to effectively reduce her mortgage so that she's paying an effective interest rate of 3.046, and that's down from a good rate right now, by the way, which was, I believe, 5.625%. Mm-hmm. So even though you've got a good rate, just by plugging into the software program, you're going to reduce your effective mortgage rate down to 3.046. Again, a great number. I mean, I ask you, if you had a choice, and we started the discussion today, Sandra, you started in your introduction talking about choices and the decisions that people make. If you had a choice, would you rather pay, would you rather pay $36,000 to the bank, or would you rather have it for other things like college educations or, in certain situations, retirements or things of that nature that might be more important to you?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
And it becomes obvious if you look at it that way, but some people don't look at it that way. They think, well, this is new and I don't understand it and I don't want to have anything to do with it, which is kind of closed-minded, which you were referring to a little bit earlier. And,
yes.
And the very impactful number here, with the Money Merge account, your first mortgage and all the above-listed debts will be paid off without adjusting your living expenses. And I want to emphasize that. You're not changing your lifestyle. You're changing nothing. You're actually inputting data into a computer software program once a month, and that program will keep you on track. And by doing that, Sandra, you're reducing your mortgage. I believe you had about 27 years left on it, and now you're reducing it. You're going to be able to pay it off in 16.3 years.
And you know what?
The big numbers for you are you're actually going to save $36,000 in interest. You are going to save 10.4 years of payments. Wow. That's pretty good.
And that is sizable. And that is sizable because even for people who might not have a home right now, look at your credit card bills and look at how much interest is accruing every single day on your entire balance. Where I can tell you that I've paid on my home, I've paid 3 years worth. I've paid $3,000 on my principal. The rest has been 3 years worth, 36 months worth of interest. I guess 33 months worth of interest, but yet I've paid $1,000 or $1,000+ per month on this home.
Right.
And, you know, your information, I know for me, I was just very much taken aback because it's like, wow, this is incredible. And where my mind goes, it opens up, is because technology today and the computer allows us to use certain things to our advantage because it makes it easier and it allows us to really have a lot more control. A lot of people will say, oh, no, it's going to go in the computer and someone else is going to control it. Isn't that a very specific benefit of this program?
Yeah, this is actually, it's a web-based software program. It is individualized. It is secure. You need your password. You need your information. And if you notice, Sandra, when you did your questionnaire, when you filled it out, you weren't asked for a Social Security number.
No.
You were not asked for account numbers. Mm-hmm. It's raw data. It's balances. It's interest rates. That's the information that goes into the system.
It's the same information that would be required if I were to do a search on Google and ask how much is my house worth. Same question.
Right, exactly.
What's your address? What's your name?
Exactly. Yeah, it's you're exactly right. It's very easy to fill out the questionnaire. How long did it take you?
Oh, it took me, I think, less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's not long. It's not an involved process. And the results can really be, you know, astounding for somebody who, you know, who wants to find out the information. Can I give out my website?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. My website is... You have a link on your website to my website.
I do as well. If you go to Power2BU, so P-O-W-E-R, the number 2, the word B and E, B, and the letter U, Power2BU.blogspot.com, that will get you. If you scroll down, you will see the link to George's site, to the Money Merge.
It's under You First,
under,
I think?
Yes, it's under that. If you could just, it's under You First Financial.
Okay, yeah, because it's, and if anybody out there would like to just get a free analysis, it is available on that site. It's on the left-hand column. It says Free Money Merge Account Analysis. And again, it gets submitted. It gets automatically analyzed. I get an email notification that the report is in. I'll review it just for accuracy. We found one little blunder on Sandra's, and I called her up, and we got it corrected immediately and then reanalyzed, and it worked out very well. If you are on the if you're on the website, actually, Sandra, I think if you're on the Blog Talk Radio website, your website is also listed there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is as well.
Yeah. So.
And as we are talking, we're actually going to be having a sign-up email opt-in for people on Power2BU as well,
oh,
in 1 hour.
Good.
it's all part of technology.
Yeah,
and this for me is I'm very grateful that you are giving this information out there, because I want to tell people that, again, it's empowerment through education. Find out what's out there. Take something. Don't discount it. If someone says they have something, it doesn't cost you anything to listen to their information. There are a lot of people who are out there selling, and a lot of people who want to do quick, rich and schemes and all these different things. But there are also people who truly are out there, like George, who want to make a difference, who are professionals, who have integrity, who stand by what their professional ethics have guided them to do, and who are able to undertake something new because it's an empowerment, because it's development, it is enhancement of what we've had and how we can actually have more control over our own lives rather than have others in control of us.
And I think you make a very valid point, Sandra, when you say control. And what eventually the people who have been working with this program for a couple or 3 years, a couple of comments that they make, one is they have not changed their lifestyle in order to make this work for them. They're doing virtually the things that they were doing before, except they're updating their computer when they have income coming into their account, when they have expenses going out, and it's updating them as far as when their mortgage will be paid. The other thing that's very fascinating about it is most people that are on the program are about 20% ahead of schedule from the initial projections. And I believe that, and this is just my own, you know, standing back, looking at the picture opinion, I think it's because people realize that when they see that number in the upper right-hand corner of the computer that tells them when their mortgage is going to be paid off, that's empowering. That gives them a notion that, wait a minute, I may not need that cup of Starbucks. I may not need this. I may not need some of the little things where money continues to go on a regular basis. And all of a sudden, at the end of the month, they may find themselves with an extra $100 or $110 in discretionary funds that are left in that home equity line of credit that eventually the software program will direct them to pay toward their mortgage. And all of those little tiny steps add up. And these folks are really 20% ahead. They're saving 20% more than the projections. They're 20% ahead as far as the time projections. So even the original figures that come out tend to be somewhat conservative, because once people make the choices, once they change their thoughts about what they really need to have and what they can do without, and once they really focus on the software and see what the program is doing for them, it changes their lives. And that's a powerful, powerful thing. It changes their lives.
And one word that you said is about giving people direction, which immediately for me, the word vision came up. And it's a vision, kind of like we say, oh, you know, we'll own our home in 30 years, oh, all the way down. I don't know if I'm going to make it 30 years away from now, and what's going to happen from here
right
to there, you know.
Right.
Whereas when you say 16 years, hey, 16 years, that's around the corner. I know 16 years ago, I know what I was doing then, and I know that 16 years from now, for me to own my home and know that every single day of my life I am working towards something, toward accomplishing a big goal, it's going to allow me to redirect my life. Like you said, it changes your life because it allows you to not only have control, to know where you're going, and then to choose the different things in your life that are going to help you get there. So you're able to say, you know what, maybe I don't need to go work that second job and become a bigger slave already to paying someone else's home, you know. You could spend
right
more time with your kids, or you could, you know, travel when you want to. But it's knowing where you are, knowing where you want to go, having the control, and you do not have to be. I mean, how much computer savviness do you need to have in order to use this program?
Oh, it's very minimal. I mean, it's truly minimal. You have to be able to turn a computer on. You have to be able to click onto the software. You have to log in with a username and password. And you have to be able to click a button that says execute after you've written a check or after you've made a deposit. And that's it.
And one thing
one thing I should point out, Sandra, the software program does not pay your bills for you. I mean, this is not something that, you know, it's not taking care. It's basically an accounting system. It's a ledger. It's an accounting system, but it does not pay your bills. What it does is it computes every dollar, every nickel, every dime, so to speak, that you plug into it as far as income coming in and expenses going out. And what it does is it searches through the algorithms for, you know, the maximum amount of dollars that you should be paying toward your first mortgage on a monthly basis, and it tells you what to pay every month, whether you've got extra, how much extra, when to pay it. And it's like I say, it's a lot of little tiny incremental steps that add up to big results over a period of time. And that's the power of it. It's not taking an extra $100 a month that you may or may not have and putting it towards your mortgage. It's not suffering in your life to be able to do this. It's not some kind of a biweekly program where every 2 weeks the bank is taking money out of your account. And they're, by the way, they're only applying it once a month on the biweekly programs. If anybody's on a biweekly program, they should give me a call because you've got the right intentions, you've got the wrong method. The bank is using your float every month, and you think, well, that's not so bad, but think about how long you're going to be paying on your mortgage, and they're using your float every month for that whole period of time.
Now, do you want to give your phone number out?
I would love to give my phone number out. My local number, let me give you my toll-free number, and I just changed my toll-free number over, so I would have to find my toll-free number. But my call my local number and give me your number, and I'll call you back if necessary. Or go to my website. If you go to, I will give you my phone number. It's area code 561-656-2949. And again, my website has all of my contact information. If you call me from out of state, because I could take care of you wherever you are. If you call me from out of state, certainly if you wish, I would be more than happy to call you back, so it's my dime and not yours. The other thing is, Sandra, and I see we're running a little bit low on time, but I did want to mention there's a tremendous business opportunity with United First Financial, and I am looking for I'm looking for people of like mind, people who want to be agents of change going forward, people who want to see what we can do to change the economy one program at a time, because I believe that You First and the Money Merge account is a huge part of the answer going forward. And I am looking for agents who will help me carry forth the word into their communities and see what we can do to help people and really take a little bit of more pride in home ownership and a little bit more responsibility. And I think, Sandra, you kind of hit it really just a minute ago, because you said, you know, if my mortgage payoff is, you know, 27, 28 years down the road, that's hard for me to visualize. But if I can bring it in a little bit closer, boy, that's empowerment. Now we've got something. Now we're talking about really being able to work on something that in our mind, in our conscious mind, in our subconscious mind, is doable. And I think that's really powerful stuff.
George, can we take one call? That's probably what we're going to have the opportunity to take. There's a few callers online.
Absolutely. Yes,
okay.
I would love to.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, welcome.
Hi.
And your name is?
Corvette.
Oh, hi, Corvette. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Corvette, what is the question for George?
I really don't have a question. I just endorse the Money Merge account, and I just encourage people to make a change. Take the action, go to the website, look up some more information, and just make a change. Just take the information, get your analysis done, and have an opportunity to change your life in a way that is more powerful. Just have that give yourself a paradigm shift, but take some action to do that.
And I will tell the audience, Corvette is actually a very good friend of mine as well, who is a coach, a mentor. She is, as you can hear, she's an empowerment speaker, and she is actually in a program such as this. And having her testimony and having her program available as well to people is just an added bonus, because this is something that people are becoming aware of. And if we can all empower others, it's better for everyone. So, well, thank you, Corvette, very much for coming on.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank
have a good afternoon.
Corvette.
We'll have time for one more call. Hello? Okay, we're hello. Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
I'm still on, so I'm not sure what your technology is doing. You have me. You want me to talk? I'll talk.
I think we're gonna have to go on. So okay. So in closing, what would you both say? What would you both say to Corvette? Go ahead first. We have about a minute left. Oh, 2 minutes. So take a minute each one of you.
Go ahead, Corvette.
Let me be the change I want to see. Gandhi says that. Let me be the change I want to see. And having the Money Merge account is an opportunity to revolutionize your financial circumstances. I'm about wealth creation, and you know that your mortgage is the number one, quote-unquote, burden in the past. Well, now it's an opportunity to make a difference, not just for you, but for me. I want to create a financial dynasty for my children. I want to leave them something huge when I'm out of here. And starting with the Money Merge account as your basic foundation, I know that is giving me the opportunity to do that. So link up on the website. Don't wait. Go and get more information. Get your analysis done and start your way. Take responsibility. Be the change you want to see. And we want to change families one family at a time. Change lives one family at a time. George?
And Corvette, give them your positive vibration hour. You can download a podcast on faith and listen to Corvette as well. So can you give them?
Wow, this is a bonus, Sandra. You're so gracious. Go to positivevibrationhour.blogspot.com. That's positivevibrationhour.blogspot.com. Click on the podcast link, and you're going to be blown away. Your socks are going to go flying away, because you're going to be motivated to do the things that you want to do through faith. It's a faith factor, the essential tool to achieve your goals. And what a foundation for you to start with and then kick off and go into clicking on the Money Merge account. Go ahead and do what you need to do to move forward. That's going to be exciting.
Thank you, Corvette.
Thanks, Sandra.
You're welcome. George?
Thank you, Corvette. I just
nice to meet you, George.
Good to meet you, Corvette. We'll speak again, I'm
absolutely
sure. Yes, ma'am. I've heard Corvette speak before. Corvette's a wonderful person. So
you know me, George?
I know you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Words gotten out, Corvette.
Oh,
yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
you'll hear me soon in the future, too.
Okay.
But I just want to say that, you know, it is true. You must be the change that you want to see in the world. You can't go anywhere to preach unless you take your preaching with you.
Absolutely.
Be your preaching. And if you want to change your life, folks, if you want to take control of your life, start making the right choices. Start having the right thoughts. Start making decisions that will empower you. Take control. I have nothing against banks. I love banks. As a matter of fact, I've been married to a banker for 25 years in December. So
all right.
I love banks. But you have to take control of your finances. Now the banks are in control, and you have to take that control back. You have to say, you know what? I can do this. I can be disciplined. I can save maybe $100,000 or more in mortgage interest. What could you do with it? Take control, folks. That's what I'll leave you with. Take control.
Well, thank you, Corvette. Thank you, George. Thank you for having been here. And I just hope that together we've impacted some people and that we're going to see change. So thank you both. And this has been brought to
you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
I can't tell you thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome. And this has been brought to you through the technology of the Internet and Power to Be You, as well as Friendly Techie, who is the behind the scenes of what we are putting together. So signing off, I bid you goodbye, thank you, and until next Tuesday at 2 o'clock, go through Power to Be You site if you want a direct link to this program. Thank you and goodbye.
Anyone there?